Very pleased to be joined now by Amanda Lyon, who is from the ICAEW, the Institute of Chartered. Russian. It's Chartered Accountants, England and Wales. Now, you launched a scholarship scheme back in December. The idea was to attract Emiratis to the accountancy profession. Let's just first of all recap that very quickly, and then we're going to be joined by Murat Al-Mulla, who is part of that scheme.
Hi, Tim. Yeah, we launched the scheme in December. It's our emiratisation programme. And I suppose it comes from the fact that we believe that emiratisation isn't just about quota filling. It's about giving young Emiratis the right skills, the right training, the right knowledge that they need to make a successful career in the private sector and ultimately, therefore, to contribute to the UAE economy. Now, one of the things we do at the ICAEW is train chartered accountants. And the world definitely needs more chartered accountants. Well, okay. Yes,
that's exactly what I was going to say, actually. Oh, but I mean, this is a serious thing, isn't it? You signed with the Big Four.
Yes. Yes, we signed an MOU with the Big Four to train Emiratis as chartered accountants, and just so that they come out after 3 years of intensive work experience and exams. It's a tough programme, but they come out as fully qualified chartered accountants, ready to make their way in the private sector and to contribute to the greater good of the UAE.
Now, you started with five students. How much competition was there?
Quite a bit. We are only taking the very best students. It's a very rigorous programme. It requires great intellectual ability and stamina, determination. It's 3 years of juggling a full-time job and lots of study, lots of hard work in the evenings and going on training courses, and of course a personal life. We don't expect our students to give that up entirely. As Murat will tell you, she's recently married, and so there's lots going on in her life apart from chartered accountancy and a great job with Deloitte. So we need the right people to undertake that sort of programme.
I mean, this is, Murat is your, I'll come to you in just a second. I just want to give some background on you. You're 21 years old. You graduated in 2010. You began working for Deloitte as an assistant auditor pretty much as soon as you graduated, from what I'm reading here. And you were studying for the ACA qualification. You're also full-time, you were a full-time employee, full-time student.
Yes.
Now you've gone on to do this. You're recently married. You're a glutton for punishment.
Well, actually, I'm really grateful that I have a supportive family, a supportive husband who actually encouraged me to join the public sector, especially a multinational corporation like Deloitte. And honestly, when Amanda first spoke to me about the ACA, I thought that it was the best opportunity I could ever get. I mean, to work for a multinational corporation, to have that on my CV, and at the same time, qualify for a chartered accountancy. So I'm going to be studying and working at the same time. I'll be able to link it together. And I don't know, by the end of the 3 years, I'd hopefully be a qualified chartered accountant and have that work experience.
You'll have it all. How's it been so far? To me, looking at your bio here, that's been pretty tough.
Well, it has been. And I'm just going to say the same thing Amanda told me at the beginning. It needs commitment. So if you're willing to commit, and I'm sure that many people are able to do it, then I don't see a reason where someone can't manage it. I mean, yeah, you do work. I do work from 8 to 6 every day. And then when I go home, I do put a little effort on studying. And we also get the study leave to actually study, which is like a full day off. So, yeah.
Culturally, I mean, one of the things that interests me culturally in the UAE, you often, I mean, it's relatively easy, I suppose, to go into the public sector. It's an accepted course. Are your friends looking at you and saying, why are you doing that? That's tough. What's the point? Come on. Or is this just you saying, look, I'm going to do something here? Because you're filling three roles.
We were having this conversation yesterday, Murat and I, about, the benefits of going into the private sector.
So I couldn't do it.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I did it. It was a long time ago and I remember every moment of it, but I've never regretted it since. So, I think one of the issues is, Tim, that, these days it's becoming increasingly competitive for young Emiratis to get good jobs. I mean, the public sector cannot continue to absorb all the young Emiratis that are leaving school and leaving universities. The private sector has got to step in. And, you know, to get the best jobs in the private sector and to get the sort of salaries that, you know, we all aspire to, you need qualifications, you need training. And actually, you were saying yesterday, Mura, that, you know, a lot of your friends are quite envious because you're going to come out after 3 years with, you know, a qualification, 3 years of work experience in a multinational, which is great.
I mean, in many ways, it looks to me like, you know, Muri, that you were almost cherry-picked, if you like, from a handful. I mean, I don't know how many people applied, but you were cherry-picked from a handful of students.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, she was. And she's one of our best.
Thank
how
you.
About,
no,
yeah.
They're all brilliant. I have to say, we have
Well, that's the question I wanted to ask. Yeah. I mean, how does it compare? I mean, you picked five students. How's the progress been?
Fantastic. I mean, they've done so well in their exams so far, and they're impressing their employers. No, it's been great. I mean, we have been so unbelievably impressed, not just with their ability, but their willingness to commit and the hard work that they're putting in. I mean, one of Mura's colleagues, poor chap, was doing a stock take at some ungodly hour of the, you know, night, you know, at the end of a month. I mean, these guys are, you know, really committed to both study and work. And, you know, people sometimes express surprise that, you know, that Emiratis are willing to, you know, take on, as you've just pointed out, such a great deal when they're also so young. But I tell you, they're out there. We're going to take another 8 to 10 this year, probably.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you. I mean, this is the qualification, really, isn't it, internationally, in terms of the chartered accountancy, the England and Wales qualification.
Yes.
What's the growth going to be like for the ICAEW? What are you looking to do with this? How far are you going to take this?
The Emiratisation programme or the
Emiratisation
the Emiratisation programme, because obviously it's not just Emiratis who train to be chartered accountants. There are 390 odd students in the Middle East at the moment studying to be chartered accountants, and we've just got this handful of Emiratis. We want to grow it every year, but we are very keen to get this right. I hope you agree, Mura, that we give you quite a lot of support.
Yes, you do.
And, you know, guidance. We want to make sure that these guys succeed. So we're keeping it very small, 8 to 10 this year. We'll grow it, you know, 15 the following year and so on. And we'll extend it. We want to take, at the moment, it's the big four firms that are taking on the students, but we want to extend that to other firms and outside of the accounting firms themselves, to some of the big banks, etc. So to develop the range of experience that these Emiratis get.
What have the big four said so far? I mean, first of all, Mura, what's your experience been working in one of the big four?
It's been a bit tough, honestly, to be honest. But at my level, because I'm just an assistant, so it's not as hard as I thought that it would be. I'm sure that as I progress, as the years come by, it's going to be even tougher and tougher. But honestly, I did learn a lot. There is a lot to learn from. You learn so much within so little amount of time in it.
It's such an amazing opportunity. What about your students, the other four? What's their feedback been? Do you get together and discuss, well, this has happened here?
And yes, we do. We all discuss about what things we've covered, how we've audited, and
they're a tight-knit little group. It's great. They're all helping each other.
We're all helping each other in terms of what we've done and everything, and in case we don't know how to do a specific thing, then we could all, like, ask each other around.
One more thing I need to know, and this is just a personal question. Have you always known you wanted to get into accountancy?
Honestly,
I just knew I didn't.
I graduated with a finance major.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really think that I would get into accountancy. I thought that I'd join a bank, HSBC probably, or Deutsche Bank or something like that. My husband's the one who actually encouraged me to join one of the big four.
Uh-huh.
And this is when I applied for Deloitte and I got employed by Deloitte. And I didn't really think that I would be an accountant, but now I don't regret it at all. I think it's the best decision I ever made so far, that I actually went for it and I started this way, because I know that in the future it will help me a lot. It will make me understand any other future career that I want in finance even better.
The point worth making is that not all chartered accountants stay as working in the accountancy profession.
That's,
I mean,
true.
80% of our members in this part of the world actually work in business, you know, very high levels in business, CEOs, CFOs. So I think I would say that for our group of Emirati students, their ambitions lie mainly in business.
Exactly.
And they see this as the first step towards a business career.
Exactly. So after I'm leaving this basically, I just want to build my experience in accountancy, and once I leave that, I might opt for a different profession in finance.
The thing I'm getting here, you graduated at the time, very difficult in finance, 2010, it was tough looking at, you know, job opportunities anywhere. Yes. So it seems to me that you took an incredibly tough that path, and I get the feeling you did extremely well. That's my own theory. Mura Al-Mulla is a 21-year-old Emirati. She's a full-time employee, Deloitte, and a full-time student with the ICAEW, studying currently, and Amanda Lyne, Regional Director at the ICAEW. Thanks very much for joining us tonight.
Great to see you. Thanks. Bye.